Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we ask you for your anointing, your wisdom today for everybody involved in this so that they can identify the enemy. And thank you so much, Father, for doing this in Jesus' name. All right. Are you ready for some fun? I'm going to talk on deceiving demon aliens. Yes, you got it right. So, stick with me. I'll start out with this. This is from Donald J. Trump's X account on Thursday 2/19/26. Donald J. Trump has now instructed the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, and other relevant departments and agencies to begin the process of identifying and releasing government files related to alien and extraterrestrial life. Unidentified aerial phenomena, UAP, and identified flying objects, unidentified flying objects, UFOs, and any other or information connected to these highly complex but extremely interesting and important matters. God bless America. Okay. So there are many people convinced of aliens or guides that they feel are friendly to humanity, which is a strong delusion because all of the aliens are demons. Fits with scripture too. Have you noticed that many of the Planet X Nibiru researchers have fallen for what they read the ancients said about aliens showing up when Planet X did? They were deceived by demons as a type for our day. And they worshipped them too, because they do like that. We should not be deceived. They are again being released by God to deceive. Jude 5. Now I desire to put you in remembrance, though you know all things once and for all, that the Lord, having saved a people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. And angels that kept not their own principality, but left their proper habitation, he hath kept in everlasting bonds unto darkness, unto the judgment of the great day. So, is this happening? It is possible that they will play the good alien slash bad alien game to drive multitudes into the camp of the so-called good aliens. But they're all demons. As the Lord spoke to me one time, there's no such thing as aliens. All angels, good or bad, can manifest as men according to Scripture and in dreams and experiences of many. Fallen angels, as aliens, love to claim that they planted us on this earth to destroy thoughts that God the Creator did this. Satanists are always liars, thieves, fornicators, adulterers, and pedophiles. And they also sacrifice women and children. And they are perverts because their father demands it. If you work for him, you gotta be a pervert. So, a group of 14 of these graduated from factions, which was called Every Vile Deed by the Lord, to Satanists who persecuted us and lusted after our women, and they took their women through rape and witchcraft from wherever they could get their hands on them. On a Sunday night, the Lord spoke to me clearly that on Monday at 7 o'clock, they planned on having an orgy, and he was going to kill them all. I spoke to one who knew them, who confirmed this plan of theirs. They asked me, "How did you know that?" I said, "The Lord told me that." They said, "Well, it's true." So, there were 14 witnesses that these all fell dead at 7 o'clock a.m. And then one by one, they disappeared in front of these witnesses. An angel told me that they had placed them near their homes around the country so it wouldn't look like a massacre. Although there was not a wound on any one of them. And others also from the faction did die over time, and they played a part in this scenario too. So there are many witnesses that the demons of these people appeared as them in front of us in a normal setting to get us to accept them. But the Lord warned us to rebuke or ignore them and not to give them permission to continue. They appeared perfectly as their victims, whom we knew were dead. The human victims did not come back from the dead because they did not touch their money, their wives, or vehicles, and we did not give them permission. They didn't do the normal things they would do if they were resurrected. They were not. So the Satanist leader's demon came down our brother's dead end road with another in his truck to visit a factious couple at the end of the road. And these two went into the couple's house. Our brother saw them, and he had a video camera on his own house pointed down the road so he could tell who was coming and going. And he found it working as usual, showing every vehicle coming down this dead end road and leaving if they did. But the demons and their vehicles did not show up on the video. So, the brother called me and told me while this was all happening. So, I called across town to ask if that Satanist truck was where he left it when he died. And it was. So, they were in a demon-created vehicle. Just like it. I then asked a sister who had the gift Jesus had when he saw Nathanael under the fig tree before meeting him. And I asked her to look in the factious couple's house, and she did, and said that no one was there, but they had just gone in there. Our brother saw them go in the house, but later, when he looked, the truck was gone. And once again, they were not on the video, and this was the only way out. It was a dead-end road. It had to go past his video. But they weren't on it. They didn't show up again. So some would think that these are ghosts, but they were not. We had another instance like this. Father was teaching us about impersonating demons or familiar spirits. So we can see that demons can masquerade as people or aliens and their UFO vehicles. Fake vehicles. Some of them are fake. You can see them with your eyes, but they're not there. I'm not saying all of them are, because we have some that we reverse engineered from crashed vehicles that the demons left for us to do. So some Christians have found themselves face to face with aliens and rebuked them in Jesus' name, and they disappeared. Think about that. A Christian friend of mine, Colonel S.C., worked in the military underground where there were aliens there in cooperation with the military. And he told me, David, those aliens are demons who can pass through walls effortlessly. And concerning fake aliens, interstellar space travel is not possible according to the laws of physics. These are interdimensional beings, demons from the second heaven, not interplanetary travelers. Okay, how far do you think, how many light years does it take to get to the nearest star? You know, okay, come on now. So, let me share some revelations from some brethren who have received warnings and dreams relating to this alien, also known as demon deceptions. And we call this, aliens are demons manifested in the flesh. GC, 6/15/2010. In my dream, I was outside in a populated area, maybe in a park or something. By the way, he was a very good dreamer, very accurate dreamer, okay? It was nighttime, and it seemed like any other summer night, and all of a sudden, a lot of strange lights started appearing in the sky. First, it seemed like hundreds of shooting stars falling to Earth. And then, as the light became more illuminated, the objects took the shape of spacecraft. The night sky was lit up like the 4th of July. Everyone was shocked and amazed. From east to west, the sky filled with this armada of craft entering Earth's atmosphere. Of course, this is a dream. It's probably explaining something that's happening in the spirit realm. Okay? Because we know that the fallen angels were cast out of heaven to earth, right? According to scriptures, that this is going to happen, or may be happening. So, what the ancients believed were aliens, who showed up during the time of Planet X, according to their writings, were in fact demons who are fallen angels, and can take on the appearance of physical bodies, just like God's angels do in Scripture. But the fallen angels do it for the purpose of deception. The tribulation covenant could be made under the cover of catastrophes. Just as the woman is going into the wilderness, there is a war in heaven, and Satan and his fallen angels are cast down to the earth to deceive the whole world. Revelation 12 and 9. And the great dragon was cast down, the old serpent, he that is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was cast down to the earth, and his angels were cast down with him. Now, what would that look like? Yeah, sometimes you wouldn't see it at all, right? Or they could be impersonating. Yes, because they do that. So we also received a dream of a bright star falling from heaven, and the confirming scripture, Isaiah 14, where Satan is fallen from heaven. In Isaiah 14, 12, and 13. How art thou fallen from heaven, O day star, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, that didst lay low the nations? And thou saidst in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, and I will sit upon the mount of the congregation. In other words, these beings want to be worshipped, right? In the uttermost parts of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will make myself like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to Sheol, to the uttermost parts of the pit. Of course, that happens after they are cast down to the earth, according to the scriptures. Now, Satan deceives men into thinking that he is God, and he is pleased with unregenerate, falsely so-called good men, which is the doctrine of the New Agers, right? The New Agers are involved a lot in these days. They don't believe in the book of Revelation. That lets you know who they really are. Okay? 2 Corinthians 11 and 13. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, fashioning themselves into apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for even Satan fashions himself into an angel of light. Yes, it's a false light. It's a revelation that people are getting nowadays. It's a light, but it's a false light. Okay? It is no great thing, therefore, if his ministers also fashion themselves as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. The alliance is bringing about many good moral changes. But it appears that they are complicit in this deception of the nations. Revelation 18 and 23. And the light of a lamp shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee, for thy merchants were the princes of the earth. For with thy sorcery were all the nations deceived. That's also the word witchcraft. Were all the nations deceived. So these fake alien demons are deceiving the nations. And of course, they will use that against the Christians in the time to come. So back to the dream. I was very skeptical, even while seeing this with my own two eyes. I confidently told everyone, don't be fooled. It's a hologram, which is one of the theories, of course. I thought these sights were just a crafty trick, which is true, but not as a false vision. But then the ship started to get closer to the ground, and they ultimately landed by this time. And I was starting to get bewildered. I didn't know what to think. I was really caught off guard, and I thought for sure it was all some sort of illusion by the evil rulers of the world. Well, illusions can be things that can be seen and felt, I want to tell you. Okay. That's how strong a delusion it is. God said it ultimately would take the earth. Okay. So, is the alliance in on the plan of strong delusion, which is according to God's will to separate the wheat from the tares? 2 Thessalonians 2 and 8 says, and then shall be revealed the lawless one, whom the Lord Jesus shall slay with the breath of his mouth and bring to naught by the manifestation of his coming. Even he whose coming is according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Whoa, so Satan is using his demons, his fallen angels, when they're cast down, to deceive the earth. Can fallen angels perform lying wonders? Did we get to vote on joining the Galactic Federation? No. Verse 10 goes on, and with all deceit of unrighteousness for them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth. If you have a respect for the truth, you'll never be trapped. If you have a respect for the word, you will be delivered. You will see through the devil's deceptions. So they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God sendeth them a working of error, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be judged who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. It appears in this dream the fallen angels' deception is so strong that God's people will be tested to see who really believes. Mark 13 and 22 says, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show signs and wonders, that they may lead astray, if possible, the elect." So now GC goes on with his revelation, and I want to tell you that there will come a time that this deception will work. It will work, because as we saw, God will send it to people who refused to love the truth. It will ultimately work. At the time being, it's, I think, a little preemptive at this time, and a lot of people are not going to deceive it. They're going to have sense, but ultimately, it's going to be a very strong delusion. So GC goes on here. Once the craft landed, the door opened and some humanoid beings walked out. And everyone was amazed and startled at the same time. I couldn't believe my eyes. Still believing this was a hologram, I ran over to the ship to touch it and realized it was real. Ooh, so can Satan do that? Can he make something be physical and be felt and seen as physical? Yes. Yes, he can. Satan and his angels are very technological, if they have to be, and have the ability to manifest and interact with the physical realm. They gave men atomic bombs and anti-gravity flying saucers, and so on. They gave men these things. Why? It's part of the delusion. And I swallowed hard, realizing that I was wrong, and I ran back to the crowd. The humanoid beings, dressed in Star Trek-type apparel, were being led out by a blonde-haired woman. Well, you know, there is a woman who has introduced many to speaking and hearing from aliens. So this is no different than a seance, right, which is speaking to aliens called familiar spirits, right? So he went on to say, I, being overwhelmed and slightly intimidated, ran up to her and began to rebuke her in my tongue language. I often do this in dreams when I feel physically or mentally helpless against an enemy, and it often gets me results. So I thought for sure she would shrivel up in a puddle of goop, like something out of The Wizard of Oz. But to my astonishment, she just kind of pushed me out of the way without even acknowledging me. And I was perplexed. See, they have a problem not understanding that these things can manifest in something that appears and feels like flesh, okay? But they can. They can interact with the physical realm. So he was perplexed, okay? The answer to this is when God sends a delusion to deceive the evil world, we cannot cast it down, nor should we try at that particular time. Right now, I think it's preemptive, and we can teach people, teach Christians, so that when it does come, they will know it, right? 2 Thessalonians 2:11. And for this cause, God sendeth them a working of error, that they should believe a lie. If he does that, they will be deceived, that they all might be judged who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. As you can see, we only have authority to help the believers, right? He went on, I watched the group of beings disperse into the crowd. It seemed like they had specific orders and didn't even stop to talk to anyone. They just went about whatever it was that they were sent here for. And I remember being surrounded by hundreds of people like me, everyone just totally in awe of what they saw. And after some time, I started to see the beings again. But now, they did not look like humans. They had glass faces like ice. It was like they were wearing a mask, but they weren't. I could see through their heads, and nothing was inside. In other words, fallen spirits. Nothing was there. I'll share something about here in just a minute about that. They had hideous clown-like faces with big smiles like jack-o'-lanterns, right? They're there to smooze you, right? Thinking these beings to be mere humanoids, while in fact they are demon-possessed, is more common than we think. But the whole world outside of Christ will be deceived and possessed by this. They were now corralling people like cattle, he said, in different areas, like FEMA camps. Yeah. The adults were forced to separate from the children and were taken to a designated area. The children were all taken to another area and placed in long lines, all of which led into a large circus-like tent. So, this alien disclosure will bring much confusion and distraction, as well as cause some people to give up their faith in the one true God. He went on, none of the children quite knew what was happening. They were all a little less concerned than the adults. And I remember leaving the adult group and running over to see what was happening to the children. After seeing what was taking place, I immediately woke up. Okay, so here's another one giving to GC. I met Satan, and this was 2011. I would like to share a dream I had that confirms that we should not fear Satan or evil. Evil is not as powerful as our minds sometimes imagine, and Satan is no different. I dreamed that I was in or with an unknown person in this dream who I believe was an angel, and I could tell he knew a lot more of what was going on than I did. I accompanied him everywhere he went, and I was like an observer. Towards the end of the dream, we entered an elevator. This elevator took us deep inside the earth. Uh-oh. I was told we were going to hell to see Satan. The ride took a long time, I can imagine, and my mind was wondering about how Satan would really appear. I was thinking, would he be intimidating? Would he be scary? How would I react to seeing him? And once we arrived at the very bottom, the door opened, and I looked around, and we were inside a very large, dark cave. Hell was just like I'd imagined it, big, dark, and cavernous. I looked out of the area, and we were in and looked out into the larger opening. And I saw armies and very sophisticated weapons. There was violence taking place, and fire was everywhere. It was almost like a war itself. You know, everything like that starts in hell and comes to the surface, I have to tell you. That is scriptural. So one of the weapons spotted us as we came out of the elevator and fired a missile at us, but it missed and exploded against the wall. My companion, the angel, was never frightened. It was like he knew nothing could hurt him, right? But as we walked, I followed, and he knew right where he was walking. He came to a door off in a dark corner of the cave, and I realized this was Satan's office. Behind the door was the evil one himself. My heart was racing, not from fear, but from the suspense. The angel I was with opened the door, and there sat Satan in a chair behind a desk. But to my amazement, Satan was not a 7-foot giant with goat horns. He was a clown. God's got a sense of humor. Yes, he is a clown. Okay. He went on to say, yes, a clown, and a cartoon clown at that. I was shocked and a little disappointed. I was expecting something more terrifying. Well, clearly the Lord is saying that Satan and his demons are putting on a false face, but are not to be feared by God's people. Luke 10 and 17 says, and the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject unto us in thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan fallen as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. He went on. The angel then revealed to me that Satan is planning something big for the earth. And during our trip back up in the elevator, I saw all these green vines shooting up through the elevator shaft from hell, and they were headed straight to earth. There were a lot of them, like something from Jack and the Beanstalk. But instead of reaching from heaven or from earth to heavens, they were going from hell to the earth above. And then I woke up. Well, according to the follow-up dream that Father gave him recently, the vines represent the alien deception that Satan is sending to the earth from the pit of hell. Yes. G.C. then said, below is a continuation from the dream above from 2011 called I Met Satan. It has the green vines connection, where green vines were growing up from hell, and the angel told me Satan is planning something big for earth, quote unquote. Well, it seems the green vines finally made it to earth, and the plan is revealed. Okay, here it is. Satan is planning something big for earth, we called it, or he called it, and this was GC in 2022. He said, for a little context, many years ago I worked for mortgage companies securing and repairing vacant foreclosures. I dreamed that my dad and I had been given a work order to secure and inspect a foreclosed home in Los Angeles, California. Well, we know that Los Angeles means the Angels. It was a big house and a nice neighborhood. It was owned by a black husband and wife in their 50s or 60s. Well, UFOs and aliens were big in the 50s and 60s, and the black couple owning the house could represent that this house is a house of sinners submitted to darkness. I gathered this information by looking at their family photos still left at the property. I thought these folks looked very successful from the photos. It didn't make sense to me how they could lose their house to foreclosure. Well, foreclosure means that they can't pay their debt, so the house is taken back. The debt for our house has been paid by faith in Jesus. If it's not paid because there's no faith, then it belongs to the devil. Okay, that's my interpretation the Lord gave me for that. I thought maybe one or both of them died, but I wasn't sure. I just knew something was amiss. Well, when one loses one's house to the devil, their soul is his too. So, we proceeded through the large house, taking photos with a camera, and I rented at a local camera shop. These photos were to be provided to the bank. Then we walked into the basement, and to our utter amazement, we saw a small alien infant tangled up in green vines that appeared to be growing from the floor of the basement. Well, once again, we see that those were the deception of the demons impersonating aliens. Okay. And according to the previous dream, they came straight out of hell. This represents the alien deception. The vines were attached to the wall, and the infant was wrapped up in them. He had a large brown head with two large eyes, and when we saw him and approached him, he became aggressive and hissed at us. So the alien slash demons hate Christians. Yes. And I remember taking the rented camera and snapping pictures of him. Even though I was astonished at this, I was not overly distracted by it. I proceeded with my work at the property. My dad and I decided not to show the photos to anyone, as it would become a distraction to the public. Well, could this represent the father hiding things from the wise and prudent and revealing them unto babes, as the scripture says? I knew people would not be ready to see this, and I downloaded the photos or removed them from the camera and told my dad to return the camera to the shop. Later, I sent my report and inspection photos to the bank. The next day, I was out and about and realized that the whole world was aware of the alien that we had found. The deceiving alien. They had our photos. They were in every publication and on every news station. I had no idea how this had leaked. Let me say, true Christians will recognize this demon alien deception, while the rest of the world will swallow the lie like the waters out of the mouth of the dragon in Revelation 12, right? Okay. So I assumed it was because we returned the camera and the camera shop found the photos on the device and released them. I knew we had discovered it, but no one would ever know our identity. I was okay with that, but I was a little disturbed by how and why they were released. Well, because Satan wants this revelation, this alien revelation out there. The world was in a frenzy, to say the least. Mm-hmm. A few days had passed, and I was sent back to the same home by the bank to remove the small area of vines growing in the basement. And when I got back to the house, the alien child was gone, but the basement dining room was now absolutely full of green vines. So this will be a worldwide deception. That's what this means. And that will be fed to all of the people. And most of them will buy it. The walls and ceiling were now covered. I was supposed to remove them, and it was a daunting task. And then my dad showed up, and we were talking about the alien. And the next thing I knew, I stumbled across the rented camera in the basement. And I got so upset at my dad because he returned the case, but not the camera. Honestly, I was worried about the late fees. LOL. He said he forgot to look inside the case when he returned it. And I realized something strange had happened. How did the world know of the alien if we never took the camera back? Who released the photos? And then I woke up. Well, we know this is an alien deception, and the demons are broadcasting it. They want people to believe it. 1 Thessalonians 2, 8 through 12, and then shall be revealed the lawless one, whom the Lord Jesus shall slay with the breath of his mouth and bring to naught by the manifestation of his coming. Even he whose coming is according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Does Satan have that authority? Yes, he does. He is a deceiver. He's deceived, according to the scriptures, the whole world. Okay? And with all deceit of unrighteousness, again, from Satan through his demons, right? For them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God sendeth them a working of error, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be judged who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So those are the people that will be deceived by Satan, who has the power of lying, signs, and wonders. Right? Okay. Okay, so this we call visions of the fake, the rapture. Posted on the 25th of August, 2006, by Susan, who is Defenders of the Faith, right? Quote, "For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths." 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 4. "I have personally experienced what I believe John experienced in Revelation 4, 1 and 2. On many occasions, with my spirit being with the Lord, and how my flesh, as well as John's, did not leave earth. Shortly thereafter, this is what I heard and what was seen during my vision. all television stations, radio, news reports, and local churches were telephoning their parishioners, and they were trumpeting locations throughout all major cities, instructing the followers of Christ where to go to be raptured up to be with the Lord, unquote. Okay. A lot of symbolism, of course, in dreams, but he just expects you to give some interpretation to this by praying to him and asking him, right? So the TV showed the drama on every channel with people screaming, "It is the rapture. Praise God. Let us go to where God is waiting for us so we will not be left behind." You know, the Left Behind series? Silly stuff. In this unbearable tribulation. They don't want to go through the tribulation. "Quickly now, run." Not only was this chant being heard from the media, but it was in the air everywhere, near and far. Thousands upon thousands who previously had not come out of their homes for many days due to fear of being outside from the foreign military stationed everywhere, in a frenzy, flocked to the appointed places where circular aircraft were positioned in the sky between the tallest buildings. Okay. You know, the demons have these spacecrafts and have given them to governments as crashed vehicles so they could reverse engineer them. So now there are some of those that are run by men, okay? But there are others that are fake and are seen as real in the sky or on the ground. The military stood by, unusually silent, and still as they let the masses pass, pressing onward to their predetermined destinations, it did not seem unusual to anyone to see such aircraft, and people were not in the least frightened by their being there. Mostly those confessing to be Christian, and even those who did not confess to be a Christian, believed it to be the army of the Lord our God. In other words, the rapture. So I could see myself making my way quickly to one of the closest locations to warn people, but my screams of, "No, don't go, it's not the Lord," were lost as people disappeared under the fainter laser-type light beamed down from the whirling circular crafts, while the sounds of, "Here I am, Lord, save me," permeated above all else. So this represents people becoming captive to the demon alien deception. One of them is that there is a pre-trib all flyaway rapture. Okay? When we can see clearly through all the scriptures that God's people never escaped the beast, they were taken captive by the beast. History just repeats. Saints, it's not going to be different in our day. They lie. So my heart was heavy with an overwhelming sadness, and my eyes streamed down tears as I grievously watched the great deception. As I looked up, I could somehow hear the horrific screams of those that had been deceptively beamed up. That's into the false light, right? Remember, Satan is the light bearer, right? So, but no one else appeared to hear them or their muffled cries of, "Forgive me, Lord," over the turmoil below. During this vision, of course, all this is symbolism, of course, so don't take it physical, okay? "Oh, this didn't happen. I didn't see the saucer." You know, no, don't worry about it. So during this vision, the following scripture came forth into my mind and is now seared forever upon my mind and heart. Then, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. If it were possible, which is not, because they are the elect, the chosen. They're, at the end, they will be bearing the fruit. They will be with the Lord, right? So behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he's in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he's in the secret chambers, believe it not. That's Matthew 24, 23 through 26. I share this information with you because it bears witness with everything that I have received from the Lord Jesus over the last 10 years. UFOs are real. They are both man-made technology as well as demonic entities. Yes. The Lord has also confirmed to me by the testimony of others that some UFOs are living biological entities which are known to some in the UFOs community as critters. It is my testimony that these are what the scriptures refer to as lying signs and wonders, quote unquote, as well as, quote, wonders in the heavens, unquote. Source: the republished from the ebook UFO Dreams and Visions of Our Future PDF ebook. Okay, so so we call this one Fully Vaccinated, Easily Traced by UFOs. This was given in 2023 to Sister Gladys. Greetings, brothers and sisters. I had a few dreams regarding these end times that I would like to share with you. This one is UFO Invasion of Earth. I was in my kitchen, and it appeared that the roof was open because I looked up and I saw the moon and sun were red. I went outside and saw UFOs, spaceships, in different forms, descending towards the earth. There were so many of them, and they spread all over the earth. And I suddenly heard something like the sound of a motorcycle, and my two nieces disappeared. It was the sound of a motorcycle. It wasn't a motorcycle, okay? And I knew in my spirit that these demonic UFOs had taken them. I would say, is being taken by the delusion. Okay. I fell asleep again, and I dreamed the second part of the first dream. We went outside the house with my brothers, and we looked up into the sky, and we saw UFO spaceships. One was a light green color. It was in the shape of a square, and it was descending towards our direction. It had some antennas, and it was taking pictures of us. I turned my back towards it so it would not see my face. That spaceship was seeking to take pictures of my face. I felt frustrated in my spirit. I knew that they could easily trace the people and my brothers who were fully vaccinated with the COVID-19 shots. They could not trace me because I was and am not vaccinated. Oh, good for you. A demonic imposed mRNA shot that changes your DNA and removes your resistance to disease. That's what those are. Okay. So we must watch and pray so we will not be deceived. Do not take the vaccines. And if you did, you must repent and ask the Lord Jesus to cleanse your blood and your DNA before it's too late. Do not take the final part of the mark of the beast from Revelation 13. Watch and pray so that you don't fall into temptation. Okay, so this one here we called Spawns of Satan and Their Inevitable Destruction, 2023. I'm going to try this name, Olasubormi Williams. I know I murdered it. I'm so sorry. Psalm 21, 8 through 13. Psalm 24, 7 through 10. Bel and the Dragon, 1, 23 through 28. Daniel, chapter 12, 2 Timothy, 3, 1 through 17. Okay. So, Bel and the Dragon, of course, is an apocryphal book, which is a good revelation. It just doesn't have the totality of perfection as the scripture does. Okay, but it's like the revelations we're seeing right here, right? We're looking at them, we're considering what part is from the Lord and so on, right? So children do not believe everything you see on your news, media, and entertainment. For these things are meant to bring fear and chaos into your life. Satan is a chaos bringer. He likes to cause chaos for my children for as much as long and as long as possible. And soon the chaos in this world will cause Satan to reign and dominate your landscape. And you will see hell in all its glory. There will be no peace. Do not be deceived. Peace will be taken from the earth until I come. Anyone promising you peace is lying to you and does not wish well for your soul, but rather destruction. Your souls are precious to me. You do not know how precious your soul is to me. And of course, the Lord is the only peace that you can find, right? The rest of it goes with your sight and your hearing and is very unpredictable, right? So when I breathe life into you, I made you mine. I placed my signature in you. My very essence is in you. Even after you fell, I still retained my essence in you. However, Satan wants you to forget that and focus on his own agenda, which will cause you chaos and panic. And if you have faith in me and you are truly my own, you will see my blessings poured out in you while a well of water poured upon a man. So shall my love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, kindness, self-control, and temperance be poured upon you. Yes, he said, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Spirit that they that believed on him were to receive. That's why you need to read the Spirit words to become familiar with the writer of those words, right? So my words shall be your fruits. The fruits are your behaviors and characters that reflect who you are as a person. And this is why I say, by their fruit you shall know them. And if you eat and consume my fruits, meaning, of course, his words, right, you will have my attributes and see the way I see. And this is why my servant David said, I have tasted of the Lord, and behold, he is good. I am good. Come to me and taste of me and see for yourself. However, these spawns of Satan, in whom I will thoroughly wipe out from the face of the earth have no fruits. They are barren entities and have no souls. They are soulless. In other words, God gave us a clean soul in the beginning, and of course it went astray following the flesh, right? We were to follow the Spirit, but everybody followed the flesh. And Jesus came, of course, to reverse this destruction. So they are soulless, heartless creatures who reflect their father Satan, whom in all senses is a deceiver. Satan is a master manipulator. He likes to manipulate the minds of men to rebel. He stirs up the hearts of men to rebel against me and my followers, and this is his common tactic. However, he has taken it up a notch now. He has now created agents with different mixings and different demonic races to create brand new species that are completely abominable to me. Yes, there are many mixtures out there, but we need the pure Christ in us. We need to be the body of the true Christ. Therefore, put inside your body, in your mind, and eat it as if it was food, to go in and create your cells and manifest Jesus. So they went on, You call them aliens. I call them fallen ones and demons. These are demonic creatures with flesh, strange flesh. Well, we know that they, like all angels, can appear in any form, including aliens. Okay? They are not of me. And in the time of the end, many of these entities will come out and deceive mankind. Well, we know that we have seen them taking on dead human forms to deceive, and they also take on humanoid forms as aliens. So, do you think that everyone you see around you are humans? Think again. For without my Spirit, you will lie with strange flesh, and your human pattern will change. And if you have lain with these beings in the past, it's time to come to me in prayer and fasting, for you have entered into a covenant with demons and fallen entities, and the only possible way to come out of it is by prayer and fasting. We know a man who has done this and looks like he is dying. He's taking on the curse of death. So if you sleep with Satanists, their demons enter you. Okay, I'm talking on a more physical term here, but you're listening to their words. When Jesus gave us the parable of the sower, he was the sower. He went forth and sowed the seed in the womb of our hearts to bring forth fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. We receive his words into our being, and they recreate in us him. Okay? But the people of the world also want you to come into their image instead of the image of Christ. And they're very insistent. And the demons in them are very insistent. So they went on, but in the time of the end, there will be given no such grace, because you will know fully well who these beings are. And if you choose to sleep with them afterwards, then your salvation warranty will be null and void. And James 4 and 17 came to me. To him, therefore, that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. There will be many of these demonic entities walking around the earth, bringing new technologies, breakthroughs, and devices to deceive mankind into a false enlightenment, an enlightenment of darkness and hell. Those who choose to accept these deceptive beings and welcome them into your abode will have a part to take in the lake of fire. You should not, under any circumstances, take in these fallen and soulless creatures. When I was with you, abiding by you, you did not welcome me. I who gave you life and gave my life for you, and I am with you at all times, but you want to welcome a stranger, a wicked entity, whom you know nothing about, into your homes, and you are quick to adopt and use technologies given to you by the fallen ones, but you will not study my words. I pity your very souls. Repent and come out of Mystery Babylon. Come out of Babylon and the teachings of Babylon, out of the whore who has defiled herself with her abominations. In the end, I will cast Satan into the abyss, and I will destroy and wipe out every one of these strange flesh. They will be destroyed and cast into the lake of fire that burns for all eternity. Any man or woman who partakes in the abominations of strange flesh will also join them, and there will be no repentance for them. Come and taste of me and see that I, Yahushua HaMashiach, am good. Your king, your God, and your very high priest, that is all vessel, right? So this one we called the mothership / aliens. And this was Linda Hash, 2021. Luke 21, 26 through 28. People will faint from fear and expectation of the things that are coming upon the world because the celestial powers will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory, after the tribulation, I might add. But when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is near. This is Dream Part 1. A huge mothership appeared in the sky. I saw a massive number of people stunned and staring. I glanced at the mothership and then looked away at the people. I saw all who stared at this ship have their eyes changed while going into some type of trance-like state. We call it demon possession, right? The people were drawn to the ship to get into it. I absolutely knew this was demonic and evil. I left and went inside a building to hide. And I saw my brother, James, with his dog, Cody. James also knew this wasn't good and didn't want to have anything to do with it. I then saw entities that were in the shape of a human coming after me, and I then woke up. After getting up for a bit, I went back to sleep and back into the dream. So this is the dream part two. After all the people had gotten on the mothership, I thought I was safe from the evil, but that was not the case. The entities were looking for all humans to capture them. Well, and this delusion is looking to capture all people. Some will hold to the faith and the scriptures, and some will not. And they will be deceived by the strong delusion God said he would send to those who had pleasure in unrighteousness, right? I was then in a house similar to what I grew up in, located in the city of St. Louis. My brother James was again in this part of the dream with his dog, Cody. The entities were coming into the house with people who had been mind-controlled, and I saw the eyes of these people had symbols in them rather than human eyes. They were totally mind-controlled. My brother James chose to go with them because he was so ill and knew he couldn't make it on his own. These mind-controlled people and the entities with them were trying to convince me that I needed to go with them too, and I started shouting, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." Then I started speaking in tongues loudly. Using the name of Jesus immobilized them. They all stopped as if frozen. I then started shouting, "Father, send your angels. Father, send your angels." Unquote. And then suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared in the doorway, and all of the mind-controlled humans and the entities had to leave. Both the angel and I went outside, and I saw small groups of people who had also hidden from the entities when the mothership appeared. In other words, saved from the alien deception is what's going on there, right? They were all Christians, and they were all saved from the evil. I woke up. And here's some interpretation and understanding. My brother James and his dog Cody both passed away last year, 2020. My brother was very ill, but was strong in the Lord and ready to go to be with him. Many will pass away, and many have passed away in 2020 and 2021, who were also strong in the Lord, but the Heavenly Father chose and will choose to take people home to keep them from the evil to come, as Isaiah 57, 1 and 2 says. That's true. So many have died from taking the vax, we know. Not all of them went to hell. Some did, obviously, and some went to heaven because they were ignorant, right? But the people who all started at the mothership, who all stared at the mothership and became mind-controlled, are all of those who took the CV-19 death jabs. They will not be able to resist the frequencies that come from the skies. Well, they say that they have designed them with this graphene stuff that makes you a frequency receiver, right? So I'm going back to the revelation here. So they will not be able to resist the frequencies that come from the skies that will turn on the nanoparticles that were injected into them. Yes, I've heard this. You know, scientists have discovered that that's exactly what's happened. These people will become zombie-like. They will all want everybody to take the CV-19, as you know. They try to convince you of it, you know. Death jabs. And will be helping the entities or fallen angels or demons try to convince non-jabbed people to take the death jabs. There was science involved in those jabs, and they actually wanted to make you turn you into a receiver. The amazing part of this dream, when it looked like I was going to be captured, the name of Jesus caused the entities and mind-controlled people to stop and freeze. And also the Heavenly Father sent an angel to protect me from planned harm. All Christians who did not take the CV-19 death jabs were spared from the mind control that was going to happen. Why the mothership? Well, because fallen angels are behind all of these CV-19 death jabs. The mother of all lies, as the saying goes. These CV-19 death jabs are to ultimately turn all who survive the depopulation agenda to become Satan's army to fight against Jesus. And these will willingly take the mark of the beast, which you will be able to see on the right hand or the forehead. Are these CV-19 death jabs the mark of the beast? No, no, no. What are they then? Well, they are markers for slaughter, quote unquote, and for mind-controlled minions to take the mark of the beast, to ultimately become Satan's human zombie army to fight the Lord Jesus. Don't know if you've seen the articles or not. I've seen them where people said the nature of these cheap people changed after they took those shots. Their nature changed. So what are the prized mind control people by Satan? Professing Christians who willingly took the COVID-19 death jabs, who will also willingly take the mark of the beast unless they repent? What if you took the CV-19 death jabs? Repent, repent, and repent. Again, I say repent. Ask the Heavenly Father to forgive you for putting this fallen angel death juice into you, into the temple of the Holy Spirit. Well, I agree 100%. If you do repent, you can be delivered from what they have planned for you. Okay? So ask him to cleanse away all that was injected to heal you and to protect you from all harm in Jesus' name and by the blood of Jesus. Amen and amen. So my thought was those who believe the Bible that we were healed by Jesus would not take the jab. Do you believe the Bible? Many do not. First Peter 2:24 says, who his own self bare our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, having died unto sins, might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Well, always take the Bible for what it says. You were healed. If you believe that you were healed, you can get healed. I've been doing this for a lot of years, and I know it's the truth. A lot of people don't believe they're healed. They walk by sight, and so they take the drugs, which are not meant to heal you. They're meant to make money off of you. Okay? Exodus 15:26 says, I will put none of the diseases upon thee which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. So what about people you know who took the CV-19 death jabs? They went on to say, pray for mercy upon their soul, that they will experience the ramifications of the death jab, as the Heavenly Father allows, so they can see the evil of the jabs. Repent and turn to Jesus. Only when folks truly see how evil these jabs are, when it impacts them personally, can they turn to repentance. Most won't, but some will. Okay, we call this one Alien Infiltrated, 2023. Alcides A. Torres. Shalom, everyone. I want to share this dream. I know that there is much talk about the great deception of aliens that are nothing more than fallen angels, demons, and reptilians. This dream was in May of 2023. In my dream, I was in a small building and two agents, like government or FBI agents, were talking. One of them approached me and asked me something, but I don't know what he said, and I was wondering why. I didn't pay attention because I was also astonished to see his real face. It was really horrible. And he had big black eyes all over, and his skin, I think that means, you know, broadly, like you've seen pictures of him before, right? And his skin was kind of pale and gray. And then he understood that I could see his real face, and he approached the other FBI agent, but this one was human. He just worked with them and whispered in the agent's ear, but God at that moment allowed me to hear what he said. The non-human agent told him, "He can see me." And the other agent just answered, "How?" And then he told him again, "He can see my face." At that moment, I looked around and there were more human people there, but none of them could see the real face of that agent, who was not human. And I felt a little frustrated, but I could see his face clearly, and it was very ugly, similar to the aliens that appear in the movies. Well, which one? They get pretty wild sometimes. Well, we have seen people's faces turn into demons that possess them, and this is a form of discerning of spirits that God can show you. I have seen that before, a person's face taking on the very nature, like a spirit of fear. Their face would contort into something very fearful. You know, the Lord was identifying the demon in them. And in cases like that, that happens so that you cast it out. So if you see something like that, in some cases it's to warn you to not listen to this person, or it can be so that you know you can cast this out. So that's a discernment that the Lord gives. At that moment, I understood that somehow they use a mechanism to appear like human beings. Well, let me say, all angels can appear human. You can read the scriptures and see, right? And we sometimes entertain angels unawares. How does that happen? It happens because they appear to be just like people next to you. You entertain them unawares, the scripture says. But God allowed me to see their true face, and they were really ugly. And then, at that moment, I woke up from my dream. So, we call this one Spaceships, Aliens versus Fallen Angels. And this was a dream and a few thoughts given to Elizabeth Marie. A few people have been asking me if I have heard anything from the Lord concerning what we are now witnessing in the skies, so I thought I would share this dream and interpretation that I had on 2024. This dream was a bit bizarre to me. UFOs have never been anything that I studied or followed, so I did not post it. However, in the light of what is happening right now in the skies, it does seem so strange. Or it does not seem so strange, right? In this dream, I was outside with lots of people milling about. Apparently, there was some sort of school that was having classes outside, and I was one of the teachers and was to start my class soon. As I was getting ready, I noticed that the students were young adults who were gathering in front of me, ready for class, and as I started teaching, I noticed something in the far distant sky, some lights coming right towards me. Before I knew it, the students had fled, and instead, right above me, about 20 feet high, were some drones hovering in front. I remember thinking that they seemed too big to actually be drones, for they were the size of a small house. I then noticed that they were in a V formation, with one in the front, which I knew to be the leader, and then two in the next row, and then three in the next row, and so on. I don't remember how many there were, but at least 10. The body of these drones were red and black, half and half, and they looked very sinister. From the front of the leader drone flew up right above my head. As I looked straight up, I saw a trap-type door open. At this time, I realized that this wasn't actually a drone, but an alien ship. So, and of course, you know, God is using symbolism to help us to understand on a broader spectrum, right? And suddenly, I felt this tremendous sucking power coming upon me, much like a vacuum that was trying to suck me up into the aircraft. By the way, they're out there trying to suck you into this sucker punch, you know, this deception of demon aliens, right? I was able to stand up against its force by jumping to the side, away from the suction beam and gravitational pull. And as I escaped, I then woke up. Interpretation. I believe that this dream points to an alien deception that is coming. We will be seeing out of this world alien entities, ships, and strange occurrences in the skies, as well as orb-type phenomenon, which we've seen too, right? The drones in my dream were half black and half red. The Lord has shown me from previous dreams that this combination represents Satan's kingdom and his demons. Well, I will say also that red and black colors are powerful symbols within anarchism. Anarchy, their flag is like that, right? And it symbolizes what they are. We can see rebellion rising up all over the earth, and especially against good things, okay? It's weird, but it's true. It is important to note that no matter how weird or strange it may get, any alien-type beings that come are not from the Lord. They are from the father of lies, Satan, who is a deceiver and a master of manipulations and deceptions. This means that it will be hard to discern if we are actually witnessing real alien-type encounters or fake ones that come from human technology. Okay, well, you can have both, right? Both of them are fake. Either way, we must remember that these are sent by Satan, and we must be very careful not to be drawn in by their deceiving ways. In other words, sucked up into that deception, right? and powers, much like the sucking gravitational pull in my dream. We are to flee all evil and any appearance of evil. Yes, as the scripture says, reject every kind of evil. 1 Thessalonians 5:21, right? Instead, we have been given all the power of the name of Jesus to rebuke any such entities or principalities of wickedness. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you the authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Just remember that. You may have to use that on the devil one day in the name of Jesus, right? So, one question that can be asked is about the aliens versus fallen angels. In other words, are the aliens that are coming actually fallen angels or some sort of wicked principalities? So if we look at Revelation 12, it mentions a great war in heaven where Satan and his angels battle against Michael and the holy angels. And Satan loses that war and is then cast down to the earth along with his angels, which are demons, by the way. Okay, how did they get to earth and what do they do when they get here? They deceive. That's what they always do. They deceive. If there's a deception, guess what? This is part of it. Aliens, we came here. We planted you here. No, the creation story's wrong. We put you here. Yeah, right, okay. So Antichrist is a spirit, and there are many Antichrists, as John says in 1 John 2:18. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you heard that Antichrist cometh, and even now have there arisen many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last hour. And 1 John 4:3 says, listen carefully, and every spirit that confesseth not Jesus is not of God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. So these spirits, by the way, enter into people and they too become Antichrist, right? Whereof you have heard that it cometh, and now it is in the world already. So are the angels that fall down with Satan a type of fallen angels, much like in the days of Genesis? Yet my answer is yes. Are they what we call the aliens that come to invade Earth? Well, they can take on the appearance of aliens to deceive. They all deny the creation, saying that they planted man on this earth. Or will they be cloaked in such deception that they will just blend in with humanity and cause much destruction secretly? The answer is again, yes, that too. Only time will tell as we will see these prophecies unfold. I do not have any of those answers, but only glimpse of what the Lord has shown me. However, I do believe that what we are experiencing in the skies could be a precursor to what is coming sometime in the future. Revelation 12:7-9 says, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels, and the dragon is Satan, right? Fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found in them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Yes, and that's exactly what we're talking about. God is sending a delusion that those that don't love the truth will believe a lie. Okay, this one we call A Warning to the Prophets, 2024, Allison Pound. This word was first spoken to me on Tuesday, October 16, 2018. All are impatient. All are looking for my appearing. I say soon, and you look now. But time is in my hands, and it is not quite time for my appearance. There is much yet to be done before I can come for you, my beloved. Yes, he has to come in his saints because before he comes in his saints. Right? Or before he comes for his saints. Excuse me. There is much to be put right with the remnant who will remain. My prophets will have a pure voice before I come. Those prophets who do not become pure in voice will be removed. Yes, I will take them home. These are tough times and no compromise. Eyes must be opened to deception. Anything remaining of the world in my prophets is going to make them weak. Those who do not know what my earth looks like and what my word says about creation will be awakened to the truth soon. Well, let me say that the creation story has a perfect numeric pattern in it, like the rest of the 66 books, and no other book has that pattern. Aliens are liars who hate the creation story. They want to give you their creation story. If they will not believe, I will remove them. Be assured, I am at work in many. Those who have theology in their heads and not my word will be dealt with. Those who think I am coming to take them home before the great tribulation will be removed. Not in the way you're thinking. I can no longer abide those who do not spend time before me studying and coming to the truth. There is not multiple truths. There is but one. It is not okay for one to say in my name that I am coming before the tribulation, and for another to say that I am coming after the tribulation. They must be of one mind, my mind. It's not okay for those seeing planets appearing in the skies and aliens coming to attack to believe that NASA and scientists tell them about space. They are seeing these things in their dreams. And I will tell you now, they are not from me. They are not from me. The enemy is creeping in. He has long had a foothold with my people because of this great delusion. But I am going to break this lie wide open. I'm going to humiliate these godless scientists who are no scientists at all, but paid liars. The whole world is the playground for the enemy. It is his domain. And he has been deceiving the whole world from the beginning when I kicked him out of heaven. Be assured that everything you read, watch on a screen, and hear from the governments and agencies of this world is lies, half-truths, and straight deception. Because the world is not of me, I warned you to come out of the world, but you did not. I urged you to come up higher, to be delivered of your demons, to wash yourselves in repentance in the blood of the Lamb daily, but you did not. And so you have believed all the things that were taught to you in school without question. You took them into adulthood, and they became your belief system. And when you were born again, you added me into your belief system. But my dear ones, the two do not mix, because I am not of the world. I am holy, and the things of this world are profane. If you will repent and be delivered of the lying spirits that you have unwittingly allowed in your lives, then I will tell you the truth. I will point out these truths to you in Scripture. They will become highlighted as you have never seen them before, because you will be able to see and to hear like never before. It's not my desire that you be removed from this earth, because you are my prophets. I need my mouthpiece, yet I will remove you if you do not repent of speaking this mixture to the people. Please note, if you believe wrong, then you will see and perceive wrong. Your dreams are corrupted because your belief system is corrupted. And if you prefer to go on believing what agencies like NASA tell you, rather than what the Word of God says about what is above us, and continue to prophesy about these things, if you do not repent, then God will remove you. This is a very strong warning from the Lord God. I have had it sitting in my journal since 2018 when the Lord spoke it to me. It is time to publish. The Lord decides these things, I do not. A time of grace has been given to the prophets in order to put right what is not right. That time is almost at an end. And every type of manifestation and deception is going to be unleashed. Strange spiritual wickedness in high places will manifest here in our skies and upon the earth. We are coming into that time Apostle Luke spoke of in 21 and 26. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. Okay, this revelation was a dream, and we called it, "Then Those Called Aliens Will Capitalize on the War." 2017, Christopher Harris. Dear brothers and sisters, I wanted to share a dream I had on Monday, the 2nd of October, 2017. I woke up at 7 a.m. and wrote this dream down, as I believe it was from the Lord. In this dream, I was in a waiting room adjoining an office for auditions for a movie or acting role. There's a lot of actors out there, friends. And there's a big act going on. It's everywhere. So just keep that in mind. There were movie producers with their door open, and they were speaking loudly. And I overheard them talking, and they were acting in a disgusting and vile manner. I heard them apply New Age spiritual practices to their behavior. Let me say, in order to have a rosy picture of the future, they have thrown out the book of Revelation, which also has that perfect numeric pattern in it. It goes on, supposedly to stop racism and predatory behavior, but they mocked at this and were only using it to justify their evil thoughts and deeds. They seemed to know this full well and were laughing about it and pretending to speak in a New Age spiritual manner. The New Age, of course, are people who want to pull everybody in, right? Everything they believe about Christ and his salvation is all watered down and not enough to save them. And they don't have respect for the scriptures. I saw Asian people from different nations in the waiting room, and the producers came out and were abusing them and threatening them under the guise of these New Age teachings. I don't know how to describe what they were saying, but it was very deceptive. They filmed themselves as they approached one of the young men seated to audition for an acting role. And they put a coat hanger around his neck and started strangling him and threatening to kill him. Strangling is cutting you off from breath, right? Breath and spirit in the scriptures is the same word. And what they want to do is take from you the spirit of life in Christ. So he was hoping to be hired, so he was trying to laugh it off. But they were hurting him. They filmed this and laughed about using the footage for a project. The man's mother elbowed the producer away lightly but firmly and refused. Another young Asian man was having a seizure on the floor in the waiting room. The producers had ignored him for a long time. The woman was tending to him, and I went over and put my hands on him. He became still and opened his eyes. And I tried to stop him from sitting up and hitting his head on a sharp corner. And then a young blonde girl in a red dress, about 7 years old, came through the double wooden doors. She looked at me, and I smiled at her. And she asked me, "Why did you smile?" I said, "Well, because you're so pretty." And she said, "Wow, oh really?" Then she walked past, and I was looking at something on the door. She had come there to audition for an acting role alone. Her parents weren't there. She came up to my side and said, "Did you do this?" And she held out a post-it note saying, "To Lana," and with writing about how they were going to explicitly sexually abuse her. And she said, "This is my name." She was distressed and worried. So I said, "These men are vile and disgusting." Well, those in Hollywood and the entertainment business, among other professions, are pedophiles and sexual perverts who use and abuse children, sacrificing them to their Satan, their God, you know. She sighed as if she had been through a lot in her life and took my left hand and put her hand in my palm. And I said, "What are you doing?" She didn't answer, but moved her thumbs on the palm of my hand, trying to read my palm. I took my hand away and said, "No, I can't let you do that. That is of the demons. Pray to God for the answer." So she closed her eyes and stood still with her hands together in prayer. And then the three producers from the office approached her from behind and were snickering to each other, playing off everything they did in a joking manner to justify it. One reached his hand out to touch her. I elbowed his hand away and said sternly, staring at them, "She is busy." Praying, obviously. They backed away, and she opened her eyes and parted her hands, and the double wooden doors before us opened. And at the end of the hall was an office with Theresa May, that's the Prime Minister of Britain, standing there. It was her office. Lana told me to follow her and go to the left, and she would go to the right so we would not be seen. And as I entered the room, I noticed on the right that there was a stand with news articles reporting events that hadn't happened yet. And one spoke of war that would break out, and I felt it was very serious. Other people were in the office, busy on computers and laptops with headsets. I followed Lana, and she went ahead, seemingly invisible to them. And I waited for a gap and went inside, crouching down to avoid their gaze. She motioned me to follow further, and I came to a congested area with multiple people, but I turned my head from their gaze, and they were unable to see me. And finally, I came into Theresa May's office, but she could not see me. Lana had crouched down by a bookshelf in the office, and she was weeping. And I crouched down with her, and she whispered to me, crying and upset, "I have a secret. Do you want to know?" I looked at her and nodded, and she spoke. A book appeared before my eyes with the words she spoke written on the page. "They will kill all the children. They will kill all the men and women, all who prophesy or speak the law of God," unquote. Then she said, distraught with tears in her eyes, "Are you one of these people?" I looked at her with love and said, "Yes, always and forever." Then I wept about what will come, the murdering of those who prophesy or speak the law of God. My vision went black, but then the brightness and energy of the Lord filled my gaze, and I felt His love and peace as my sorrow was gone. And then my vision went black again, and I saw a vision of a town with war breaking out. I saw tanks and bombs and troops destroying towns and people. Then I heard a voice say, quote, "Then those called aliens will capitalize on the war," unquote. Then I saw flying saucers flying over partially destroyed town, firing weapons that looked like laser beams, seeking to further destroy and conquer, as if they had waited for the right time to attack, and then the dream ended. Interpretation. I believe the producers represent men in powerful positions abusing children and other innocent victims from other nations, and they were using their positions and the deception of New Age spiritual concepts to disguise their actions. But they were vile and wicked, and I believe they represented the New Age spirits or spiritism religion that will be used to justify and promote evil. The young girl dressed in red was innocent. Those wicked men were seeking to destroy her along with many other innocent children, and I knew this was happening all over the world. When she tried to read my palm, she quickly accepted my suggestion to pray to God as if she knew instinctively how. To me, this shows the young generation will quickly grow in God if they are given the right influences. And when the double wooden doors opened, I believe the Lord was revealing what was going on in positions of power in the world. News was being written before it happened because the governments planned them in advance. Their plans were to destroy and kill Christians, all who prophesy and speak the law of God. This was written in the book that appeared before my eyes. When Lana asked whether I was one of those who prophesy and speak the law of God, I replied, yes, always and forever. My response took me by surprise because the courage of the Lord was with me, and I boldly declared that I was one of those that they were seeking to kill. I cried for those who were going to suffer in what was coming. The love and energy of the Lord was with me, comforting me, even as my vision faded into black. And I believe the Lord will be with all who are martyred for his name's sake, and they will be with the Lord in joy and peace forevermore. And I believe my vision of the town with war breaking out revealed wide-scale war, which was the fulfillment of the news reports written in advance. The war that was planned and written before it even started. Flying saucers further destroyed the towns, and I believe these were not extraterrestrial aliens, but fallen angels, demons, appearing in the guise of aliens to deceive people. I believe these beings will be coming upon the earth because I have had many other dreams about them, including a week ago when I saw many flying saucers in the sky and demons roaming the streets. And I believe widespread Christian persecution is coming, and that we should prepare ourselves to stand firm in the Lord Jesus Christ unto death, refusing to deny his name and also refusing to accept the mark of the beast. I would appreciate your thoughts. May God bless you, my brothers and sisters, your brother in Christ, Christopher. And he gave some scripture references here. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Matthew 24:12. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Matthew 24:9. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Revelation 12:11. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fallen from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit. Revelation 9:1. Saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. That's Revelation 9:14-15. So I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him. And power was given to them over a fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. Revelation 6:8. Well, I hope you got something out of this. I hope that God will give you discernment concerning these deceiving spirits who are manifesting these aliens. And I pray that you will not be deceived by this delusion. And if you have, by the way, taken the COVID-19 shots, that you will pray that out of your system. God is able to do this. Of course, there are people out there that will give you a flush to flush it out of your bloodstream, but you can also ask God to do it, and He can do all things. That's what He says in His Word. He says, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received them, and you shall have them. That's a powerful word. He's asking you to believe against your sight and your feelings. He wants you to believe what He says, because nothing is beyond the ability of God. He can give you wisdom. He can help you see through these delusions that are coming upon the world, strong delusions. God said He was sending these strong delusions for the purpose of taking out people who don't love the truth but have pleasure in unrighteousness. So if they have pleasure in unrighteousness, they will be bribed to believe what they think is advantageous to them, right? But we know that a strong delusion is going to wipe out the people who have no love of the truth. And God Almighty is powerful to do this. Near the time of the end, He is going to separate the wheat from the tares, as He says. This is for the purpose of delivering the people of God from the delusions that these people carry because of their lusts, right? People who have lusts get deceived, okay? And it might be a lust for power. It might be a lust for women. It might be a lust for whatever. But if you have lusts, you have demons that are capable of deceiving you and leading you away from the truth. And one of these things that leads people astray, of course, is these demons that are masquerading as aliens to bring death and destruction and to bring words that are contrary to the truth. We just spoke about these people who will take advantage of ignorant people or children or whatever to perform their own lusts. And, God's able to bring these people down, but also He's able to, like in the case we just shared, to deliver you from them and to deliver the childlike from them. So pray for them. Maybe it's not you, but maybe you can pray for them that they will be delivered. This is happening in our day. The Alliance is taking down the deep state demons, I'll call them. And that's a good thing. We thank the Lord for that in Jesus' name. But still, there's delusion among people who are not thoroughly immersed in the Word of God. If you're immersed in the Word of God, it will change your thinking. It will give you discernment about these evil entities around you that are very strong to deceive. But deception is not our end. It is the Lord who has given us wisdom and discernment by reprogramming our mind with the Word of God. The Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transformed into what? Transformed into the body of Jesus. Who lives in the body of Jesus? He does. So you won't discern Jesus in a lot of people, even ones who claim Christianity. And you're called to discern their spirits. But you won't discern him in them if you get the discernment of Scripture in your mind, which is what Jesus sowed in the parable of the sower, the Word of God. He sowed it in four different people there, representing types of people. Only one of them held on to that word and bore fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. There were a lot of Christians there. But only one out of four people who received the word bore the fruit. What happened to the rest of them? Well, they fell back into the world totally. They didn't spend enough time in the word. They might have gone to church. But that won't necessarily save you either. You have to get the word down in your heart to have the discernment of the Lord about the things that are coming upon this world. Strong delusion is coming and is here. And we have to be careful for each other to pray and hope that God will give discernment to people who are walking by sight. If you are walking by sight and not by faith, you'll be deceived. Well, like the brother who went and touched the flying saucer, right? And the woman that got out of it was apparently flesh, so he was very confused because he thought that couldn't happen. Well, ultimately, that deception will happen. I want to say that right now I perceive that we're not quite there. However, the devil always likes to get a jump on things. But I think we're not quite there yet. And not that people aren't deceived. People are deceived now. People who walk by sight and feelings and don't have the discernment of the Holy Spirit can be deceived now. But it's going to become a much stronger delusion down the road, especially in the tribulation. It's going to take many out. It's going to take many who don't have a love for the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. It's going to take them out. Why is that? Because a little leaven leavens the whole lump. And God does not want that leaven in his church. So you will discern these people that they will buy the lie. It will be to their advantage in some way to buy the lie. And so they will be revealed as a tare among the wheat. And of course, they're very uncomfortable with being known as a tare among the wheat, so they don't last long, and thank God they just leave. They'll go find some other tares where they can feel comfortable. So at any rate, saints, get the word of God in your mind and in your heart, and so that the Holy Spirit can bring things to your remembrance. Do you understand? He can't bring them to your remembrance if you haven't put them in there. But the Lord gave us that promise that he would bring all things to your remembrance. What does he do that for? Well, to protect you, to deliver you, to heal you, to everything. All of his benefits are in his word. Astounding benefits are in his word. And yet many people are more excited about the world, about TV, about the internet, about the news, about all these other things, but they're not programming their heart to cause them to escape the strong delusions that are coming upon the world. So I say, saints, get your manna today. If you don't eat your manna for today, you lose it forever. It breeds worms, right? And it's gone, and you missed your manna for today. Don't save it for tomorrow, because as the Lord said, it breeds worms and then it's no good, right? You lose it. So get your manna today, every day. He said he would give out the manna to test people to see if they would be obedient or not. So, Father, we praise you. We thank you. We're thanking you for wisdom and discernment to us. We ask you to draw us into your word, to put it in our mind instead of all the distractions that are out there in this world. And a lot of Christians are caught up in them. They think they get all they need on Sunday if they go to church at all. And that's just not the truth. You're not going to get it there. I will remind you of something. In Jesus' day, there wasn't one of the religions of Judaism that followed him. Not one. Their leaders in the Sanhedrin are the ones that decided to kill him. Do you think it's the same today? The Bible says the things that have been are the things that shall be. The things that have been done are the things that shall be done. There's no new thing under the sun. I'm telling you, the worldly harlot church is going to turn against you with rage. We've already seen it in our missionaries that have gone out. Religious people were murdering them because they were being converted to true Christianity. And these people only shared false Christianity. And they were not Christian, even though they thought they were. And they were killing our missionaries out there. So we've already seen that this can happen, and it will happen on a much larger scale. As we read the book of Revelation, it's very plain. It's going to happen on a much larger scale. In the revelations that were given here, you know, it's going to happen on a much larger scale. And there's going to be a great falling away because some people will not take their lies. But some will. The multitudes will. Remember in the parable of the sower, 3 out of 4 fell away. Only one of the four bore fruit of the word of God, which was sown in their heart. So, obviously they valued that. And if you value your relationship with the world and the things of the world and the love of the world and the money of the world, if you value that more than you value the Word of God, then you may not be kept in these coming days because you weren't being transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, we came into this world with a hard drive that already had Adamic sin involved in it. And so, like one of these revelations showed us, you can't trust what you were taught in school. You got to go to God's school. His revelations are so much better, and they're life-changing, and they're life-saving. Get the Word of God in your heart. Don't be deceived. Get your manna every day. If you try to save it up for tomorrow, oh, I'll study tomorrow. Nope, it breeds worms. You don't get what you would have gotten that day. He said, get it every day. Don't save it till tomorrow, right? So get your manna every day. Keep reminding yourself. It's so easy to forget things. Keep reminding yourself of what thus saith the Lord. You have a sure word of prophecy in the scriptures. You can't trust a lot of people out there that prophesy, that's for sure. And the Lord said so in these revelations. You can't trust that. You have to trust in the Lord. And you have to walk by faith, not considering that what your eyes see or your ears hear to be the only truth. The truth is that you're walking by faith, and by faith is believing you have received what God says you have or what you have prayed for. You can make your own future by praying according to the scriptures, and God will bring it to pass when you believe you have received as Jesus commanded in Mark 11:24. So, Father, we praise you. We thank you for this wonderful miracle of the word that you have given unto us. Please work in us to will and to do of your good pleasure. Lord, sit us down and cause us to love your word. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much, saints. God bless you and keep you. I've gone over a little bit, but that's okay. Bye-bye.